know, I would say just in general, there are plenty of organizations where there's a dominance to one position or another, or one gender or another. You know, if I worked at a makeup company, it'd probably be the exact opposite. But I think definitely there's been challenges on relatability. How do you relate when everybody likes to golf or everybody likes to talk about sports? Thankfully, I love sports, but I can't talk about every sport. And so you have to find that commonality. But one of the things I talk a lot about is, you know, it is an advantage to walk into the room and be the only woman voice in a room. Not that I want that to be the case, but when I walk into the room, I don't look at it like, wow, I'm the only woman in here. I think, okay, wow, I'm going to bring a different perspective. I will be unique to every voice that is sitting here at this table. And that really creates a different environment, a different tone that you can help set, because people do respond to that. They say, okay, well, we should listen to Shelley or someone else. And so I think that's an important component.
Today, more than ever, our homes, churches, and nation need strong leadership. Ronnie Floyd has over 30 years of experience leading one of the largest churches in America. He has led the largest evangelical community in the nation and serves as the president of the National Day of Prayer. He believes people change the world. And with his legacy of influence, Ronnie Floyd is committed to the development of leaders. And now, here's your host, Ronnie Floyd, on Life and Leadership Today.
Shelley Simpson was named Chief Commercial Officer and President of Highway Services at J.B. Hunt Transport Services, Inc. in May of 2017, and serves as its Corporate Executive Vice President. Prior to this, Shelley served in progressive positions in finance and marketing, including Chief Marketing Officer and President of J.B. Hunt's Truckload Business Unit. Shelley has enjoyed a 23-year career at J.B. Hunt, where she has seen rapid advancement in a historically male-dominated industry. Shelley makes her home in Rogers with her husband, David, and their three children, Peyton, Madison, and Caitlin. Shelley is devoted to servant leadership, and we're eager today to be inspired to be better leaders from her. So, Shelley, thanks for joining me on Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today.
Thank you, Pastor. Thrilled to be here.
Hey, Shelley, I want to get right to the heart of what you do at J.B. Hunt. Why don't you tell our listeners today, what is your role at J.B. Hunt today?
So as the Chief Commercial Officer, we have really moved on a journey in our organization from a technology perspective. So you think about business really advancing through technology. We have invested or committed to investing $500 million over the next 5 years into technology. And about half of that spend is going to be centered around disruption and innovation. And so in my primary role, in the Chief Commercial Officer role, I'm really focused on commercializing our technology efforts into our customers overall. So lead all of our sales and marketing, but now with that real tech focused and really trying to change the transportation industry.
That's amazing. And you talked a moment ago with me offline about how you're basically the leader of trying to grow the company, leading in those processes. Talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, so from 2009 to 2014, we doubled our business, and we are a growth company overall. So we want to triple our business by 2020 and be a $10 billion company overall. We really focus on high single digits, low double digits in growth in all four of our segments, but I have the sales and marketing responsibility really focused on growth for our organization.
That is quite remarkable and impressive. I need you to come to work here and grow this little church. That'd be awesome. But hey, Shelley, you're being honored as the Athena Woman of the Year at Northwest Arkansas Business Women's Conference. And clearly you've made a significant impact in the trucking industry, as well as really in the lives of many women in this region. And when you think about women who have impacted your life significantly, who would some of those women be?
Well, I mean, certainly I would have to start with my family. So, you know, my mother gave me probably my greatest gift. My mother was very devoted at taking me to church every Sunday night, Wednesday night. So I grew up in a very small Pentecostal church. Mm-hmm. And for several years, that's just what I knew about. So my mom really ingrained me in that. And then my grandmother is who really taught me to love the Lord. So I came to know the Lord young in my life, very rooted in with both my grandparents and my mom, very focused in on a relationship with Jesus. So that, I would say that's the most impactful because it's the most important thing in my life.
That's incredible. You know, Shelley, you also obviously are mentoring many young women in the workplace, really to try to help them to place faith in their workplace as well. But talk to us about what you do, because you're really passionate about that, because I've heard you talk about it before.
Oftentimes I get asked questions, and I tend to find them be the same questions over and over. And so I really see a hunger for women just trying to figure it out. Different seasons in life, really trying to figure out, can I make a long-term career and be a mother? Can I make it at J.B. Hunt? How do I really live my faith in my work? And so through the organization that I'm on the board on, Work Matters, we have been doing cohorts of several women at a time. So I'm on my fourth cohort of about five women. And those women, about 9 months, we take one topic a month, spend an hour and a half together, and then I really release them to become leaders and really empowered into their workplace, hopefully encouraging and mentoring other women.
That's really strong. So when you talk about those segments that you do, what would one or two of those things be that you would sit down and talk with them about for an hour and a half?
Well, like serving or loving, or really the principles of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So how do we bring in, you know, a lot of people think about faith at work, like, how do I witness about what I do? Right. Or can I really invite somebody to church? It's really not about that. It's really about loving people the way Jesus loved, serving people the way Jesus served. And through that effort, conversations start and relationships build. And through your relationships, you really get the opportunity then to start sharing your personal story. And you get to a point where they say, you know what? I know something's different. I know I see light in this person. And then you can start to witness and share your faith in a more real way with people through relationships.
Yeah, and what's really amazing, Shelley, is so encouraging for me to hear this, because I think about how you and your husband and family are in church all the time. You know, it's hardly a Sunday when you're not here. Mm-hmm. And if you are, you're out on business, or you might go to New York City with your kids every Christmas. I know that y'all have done that, and, of course, other vacation time or two. But you're so faithful, and when I think about that, and I think about the job level you have, I mean, that is unbelievable in today's world. I just want to commend you. Thank you for doing that, because it's so important. And I want all of our listeners to understand, I'm talking to a woman today who is not just a godly woman, but she's a corporate leader of a major firm with billions of dollars in trying to move that into becoming even a greater cause around America and the world. And so, Shelley, thank you for that. I mean, that's so powerful. And when you think about that relationship that you and your husband have, and y'all have been so committed, how does Sunday become so important to you, even though you're in the corporate world?
You know, for me, it's a little bit to me about where your priorities lie in life. And so if you say that your family's important, you probably spend time with your family.
Right.
If you say your job is important, you probably go to your job. So if faith is important, you should show up at the Lord's house.
That's right.
And it's really the encouragement. I always say Sundays are a centering day. We should spend every single day with the Lord, but on Sunday it's a different opportunity to be in the Lord and really have a different day for your family.
That's wonderful. What a great testimony. So what is the most significant challenge you've had in the workplace relating to, here you are, a female executive leader. Has there ever been challenges in that male-dominated world that especially existed years ago more than today, but still, in some companies, it does?
Sure.
So what have been those biggest challenges?
Yeah, you know, I would say just in general, there are plenty of organizations where there's a dominance to one position or another, or one gender or another. You know, if I worked at a makeup company, it'd probably be the exact opposite.
Right.
But I think definitely there's been challenges on relatability. How do you relate when everybody likes to golf or everybody likes to talk about sports? Thankfully, I love sports, but I can't talk about every sport. And so you have to find that commonality. But one of the things I talk a lot about is, you know, it is an advantage to walk into the room and be the only woman voice in a room. Not that I want that to be the case, but when I walk into the room, I don't look at it like, wow, I'm the only woman in here. I think, okay, wow, I'm going to bring a different perspective. I will be unique to every voice that is sitting here at this table. And that really creates a different environment, a different tone that you can help set, because people do respond to that. They say, okay, well, we should listen to Shelley or someone else. And so I think that's an important component. listen, you have to be where you're best at the moment that you're there. So if you're the best note taker and you're really great at it, just because you're the only woman in the room doesn't mean that you shouldn't be taking notes, because that seems very administrative.
Right.
It means you should do what your giftedness is overall, and you'll start to gain respect along the way. I have had to just realize sometimes people are just raised that way. I don't think people intentionally have a conversation with me and think, wow, I really don't like her because she's a woman. But they were raised in an environment, maybe they're from a different location, where women are in a different place society-wise. And so I just try to gain an awareness to that. And I always think there's plenty of people. I don't have to be at every single meeting or every single opportunity to make impact overall.
And when you talk about business in America today and the challenges of business in America today, as you talk to colleagues around the country, what are they concerned about in the business world today?
Definitely talent is coming on the forefront of people's minds, thinking about what that looks like. Certainly our unemployment rate and where our economy is headed. I think people are really trying to figure out how do they create a loyalty inside a generation right now that's coming through college, which I have found great success working with that. But I would say, secondly, how do you really evolve at the speed at which business is moving? So you think about that technology play that I talked about. People can move so much faster today. Change is happening at such a rapid pace that really, for you to survive in a business, you want to be on the offense, not on the defense. So constantly thinking about, how can we reimagine the way we're doing business? Whether you're in retail, consumer goods, transportation, any of those sectors, you're constantly wanting to think about, what is the next step that we should take organizationally, even if it disrupts ourselves on the short term? If it's long term, that's a better business model for us.
Well, when you look at your faith, Shelley, you're really passionate about a lot of things in Northwest Arkansas, where you live, here in Rogers, Arkansas. But talk to us about some of the things that you do in the region to serve the region, because you're really big on that. And really, there's a real tremendous spirit about that in this region. People really feel like they need to give back to the region that's blessed them so much. Yeah, talk about what you do.
Well, we're in such a unique part of the country where there are so many large organizations with really fairly big offices
right here
in Northwest Arkansas. And so you find people that have grown up in Arkansas like myself, but also people that are moving into the area. They might only be here for a couple or a few years, but really a great opportunity for us to help impact people in a fairly meaningful way. You know, for me, I definitely have to think about where I do stay committed and I am involved. One of the things I've said over and over to my family, I feel called to leadership. I don't feel called to leadership just at J.B. Hunt. I feel called to leadership in general. So that's why when I do work towards being a leader, I do that in every part of my life. So I teach small group on Sunday mornings. I've done that for years. I helped in the children's area. But every time I serve in that area in a leadership role, for me, it's really leading, whether it's new moms, helping them bring in new babies and making them comfortable, or just leading a group of eighth grade girls and helping them learn how do you keep your faith that you know, and then deal with the realities of being a teenager in today's world. In addition to that, you know, obviously they know that I lead at work, but also I lead in the community. And that's important for me. I think about Mercy and, you know, Mercy's, what really attached me to Mercy was their mission statement. And when you have Jesus Christ in your mission statement, boy, you can tug at my heart pretty quick. So they have such a heart for people and such a heart to do the right thing and to love and serve even those in the greatest need, which that really connected me in a big way. And then finally, I've been on the Board of Work Matters for several years and very committed to that board overall, just because of the passion of how many leaders they want to equip in the marketplace. And if you think about where is our greatest opportunity, you know, I say it a lot when I'm in business, you know, my Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem are right in front of me. They're right around me. And so how do we equip leaders that are really in the workplace? And that's the heart of what Work Matters is about.
Talk to me about balancing matters. I mean, you know, you and David have kids, you got a busy life, and balance is always talked about a lot, and I don't want to overplay it, but you've obviously, I like to call it a dance more than a balance. You know how to dance through that and be at the right place at the right time. Talk to us about that and maybe give our listeners some principles to think about relating to that.
Yeah, so you call it a dance. I call it really just integrating my life. Think about my three key priorities, how do I integrate all three of those into who I really am? So I don't have to worry about just being a mom or a wife, just being a worker or being a faith follower. I can really think about those three things in combination overall. And I think it's made it so much simpler in my life when I think about it from that perspective.
Yeah, and integrating is a great way to look at that. I'm really thankful you said that. Because so many people look at it, okay, this is my family. I'm going to do family life. You know, this is this, and they play that game. And, you know, even the word dance is kind of misleading in that. But integrating is really what it's all about. I have been firmly convinced that one of the greatest, if not the greatest place to be a witness for Christ anywhere is in the business community. I mean, to me, that is where the future is in great thrust of evangelism and missions and the whole future of really touching the world with the gospel. And I know you have a real passion about helping people develop their faith even when they're great at business. I know we've mentioned this already, but I want to go back again. And I want you to imagine some of those young girls. If I'm not mistaken, you told me that when y'all had some of your gatherings, y'all would sit on the floor and just say, okay, let me mentor you here, and let's talk about these things. What do you tell them? I mean, get into the nitty-gritty thing, because there are some moms today that are going to listen to this and some dads who need to hear this. And maybe some students, but they really need to understand about how to live for Christ in carrying out your work in the workplace.
Yeah, I think what's so important, especially early on, is just getting to understand each other. You know, building relationships are the most important component to people building or giving you transparency, right? Mm-hmm. The authenticity that comes with us meeting on a regular basis. And I really try to break that wall down with really a story I'll start with. Mm-hmm. And they'll see lots of vulnerability. Everybody that comes through mentoring with me, I try to be very real. And I go through a lot of the mistakes that I've made in my life, or just struggles I'm going through today. Just because I have the job that I have, or I'm 23 years in a career, does not mean I still don't have mistakes, personal mistakes, trials that I'm going through. And when they hear that, you know, oftentimes people believe that living a Christian life is, they fantasize it like Hollywood, like that it really exists in a perfect way, which is never true.
That's right.
Right? And that's what we really try to focus on, is how do we live life and live a faith-oriented life when it comes to work? What does that mean? And we go through real strategies around that. Some of the things that I'll talk about is, you know, how do you abide at work? And that really comes to, do you have a Bible at work? Because I can tell you, there are definite moments I have to pull that out and really get to that. And do you pray at work? Do you have conversations around the Lord at work? And I walk them through how a conversation will happen. And I normally tell stories. For example, you know, I was mentoring a young group of women, and she was saying, how do you deal with it? People are really fascinated. They think that I really pour in so many hours at work that I miss out on everything else in my life. And that's just not true.
Right.
I pour in passion into everything I do. And so that passion might mean a lot of hours everywhere, but I try not to miss the big things. I really operate from my calendar, very calendar driven. If it's on my calendar, it happens. And so every component of my life is sitting on my calendar, and that's an important part that I try to walk these young ladies through. But she was saying, help me know how I can talk to my boss, because I'm working an extraordinary amount, and, you know, I don't have time for myself, my marriage, I feel like a failure as a mom. What should I do? And it's real simple. My answer was, have you told your boss? And I'll just walk them through. Here's what you need to do. You need to walk into your boss and say, hey, what do you think about this? I haven't really met a great leader that says, no, sorry, I'd really like you to be attached to work for most of your life. I'd like for you to give up the other things that are really important. None of that's really true. And I think that's I hear and see that a lot because they're trying to live out their faith. They're trying to do those things. They're in conflict at work. Mm. They're relationship conflicts. They're really wanting to wring someone's neck. How do you wring a neck in Jesus' name? How do you think about that? And we'll walk through those practical applications of what do I do when I get frustrated as a leader? Mm. How do I handle a situation with someone? What are the things that you can say and not say? Because being a Christian at work, walking in your faith does not mean you will be perfect. We will make mistakes, but it's really getting into relationships and building on those mistakes and walking people through how to do that. And those are the practical ways that we do it.
Thanks, Shelley. And I have one more question for you.
Okay.
I want you to think that there are people that are going to be listening to this, a few thousand business leaders. And when they hear this final question, I want you to talk to them. I want you to really imagine you're talking to them, because you are. And I just want you to encourage them today. Mm. Is there something you want to just say to the men, women, you know, about whatever is on your heart? Just let them have the Shelley Simpson for about a minute and a half today, and just share your heart with them.
I think about so many times in our life we struggle with the confidence that we need to have to live our life that is worthy, that is that moves forward in life, and what that can look like overall. How do we make impact? How do we build a legacy, even at the age of 20, 30, 40, or maybe we're later in life and we haven't built the right legacy yet? And I think just the discipline and focus that I think is so critical at any age. Oftentimes I see people with goals, but they never write them down, and they don't put steps that will take them to reaching what their goals look like. And I try to say, listen, write those things down. If they're important to you, write them down and build processes, build strategies, tactics that allow you to really be successful in life. You know, the worst thing that I could see is people saying, wow, it's Monday, I've got to go to work. And I think, wow, it's Monday, I've got to go to work. How do you change the way you view what work really is? Is work for you a passion because you have a purpose at work? Or is work for you really something you do to pay the bills? And listen, you're going to do both. You're going to pay bills. Mm-hmm. But do you have a passion to fulfill your purpose and what your purpose is? Because in everything in life, there is a purpose-driven mission to what it is. If you really focus forward and you really focus in on what those strategies look like.
There you have it, folks. Shelley Simpson, to the point. That's really what it's all about. It's about your purpose. And I hope today that Shelley has helped you really zero in on some of that, really focus on that, and really help you, whether you're male or female, to work through what God's purpose is with you. And to understand that there is purpose in the workplace, there's purpose in the home, and that your faith has to be integrated in every area of your life. So stay in the battle this week. Integrate your faith everywhere you go. And always remember that our Ronnie Floyd on Life and Leadership Today, we believe in you, and we believe God wants to use you to change your world.
Thank you for spending time with us today. Please subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with others. Also follow Ronnie via social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Ronnie Floyd. Learn more about Ronnie by visiting ronniefloyd.com. Don't forget to join us next week as we spend time learning together about life and leadership today.